A Boris Johnson bombshell resignation has left the British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak facing a major test of his leadership with multiple by-elections on the way. The shock resignation of Mr. Johnson on Friday came as the Commons Privileges Committee was reportedly preparing to recommend a 10-day suspension for the former Prime Minister for misleading Parliament over parties at Downing Street. Anticipating the sanction, he announced on Friday evening that he was quitting as an MP with immediate effect and attacked the committee, claiming that he's a victim of a witch hunt. Today, one of Mr. Johnson's allies in Parliament, Jacob Rees-Mogg, has urged the party not to block Mr. Johnson if he seeks to stand in another parliamentary constituency in the future. He told GB News this morning that Boris Johnson could return to politics.
I would be clear, as I have been before, that Rishi Sunak must remain leader of the party until the general election. I think for the Conservative Party to change leader again would be folly. I'm looking at some indeterminate date in the future when Rishi's hair has gone grey and he decides to retire and Boris comes back on his charger to save the nation.
Boris comes back in his charger to save the nation. That was Jacob Rees-Mogg on GB News this morning. Lucy Fisher is the Whitehall editor of the Financial Times and is on the line now. Good afternoon, Lucy.
Good afternoon.
A very dramatic weekend with Boris Johnson and some of his key allies also resigning from Parliament, triggering multiple by-elections. Where does all of this leave Rishi Sunak now and the government?
Well, listen, it's a major headache for Rishi Sunak just to take the practical consideration of the three by-elections coming up first. That will be difficult for the party if they lose one, two or even all three of them, particularly to the Labour Party. That will, bode ill for the general election and conversely give Keir Starmer a real boost and a sense of momentum, building on the confidence that Labour have been exhibiting since their performance in the local elections. I think more widely as well, we have to recognise that the events of the past 48 hours really do threaten to spark civil war in the party. There is this huge schism now. We're hearing people coming out on both sides. And it's essentially just hugely destabilising, when we're just in the year before an election year.
Yes. And is there a sense, though, that the resignations, Boris Johnson and his allies, that they were in some way coordinated with a view to damaging Rishi Sunak?
Well, look, it certainly has that feel, and that's the suspicion of Tory MPs I've been speaking to. But I think we also have to recognise they are linked. Boris Johnson's resignation appears to have been motivated by two prime factors. One is that the Privileges Committee was about to find against him for deliberately misleading Parliament over comments he made about lockdown parties in Downing Street. So in that sense, I think he's viewed as sort of trying to seize the initiative and stepping down on his own terms before the MPs could have sanctioned him in a course of events that could have led to a by-election that could have seen him ousted anyway. And secondly, is this ire coming from, his allies suggesting that Rishi Sunak or Rishi Sunak's team somehow betrayed him over peerages that Johnson had promised to some of his parliamentary allies? Those allies included Nadine Dorries and Nigel Adams, the other two MPs who have decided to quit with immediate effect. So in a sense, it is all linked. Their reason for stepping down is clearly because they're unhappy. They haven't got, the baubles that they thought they had been entitled to.
What is Boris Johnson likely to do next? I mean, he has the capacity, I suppose, to be a nuisance, at least for Rishi Sunak, even from outside of politics, doesn't he? I mean, he could, get his newspaper column back and spend his time writing awkward columns and making difficult speeches for the Prime Minister.
I think that's right. And, we know Boris Johnson, really knows how to turn a phrase. He has a way with words. He will and also this inimitable sense of timing. So I think he will be likely looking out for opportunities to snipe from the sidelines. So while in one sense it may ultimately be more helpful for Rishi Sunak not to have Boris Johnson in the Commons, I don't think he's going to bow out. And as you say, we're likely to hear, potentially see articles coming from him. There's been reports today suggesting he's interested in launching his own TV show. So I think the idea that he's going to fade into the background quietly is for the birds.
Mm. Multiple by-elections now coming up, a general election coming into view as well. You mentioned the prospect of civil war within the Tory party, divided parties. They don't win elections. So are we likely to see Rishi Sunak's detractors hold their fire, perhaps, in order to save themselves?
Well, no, I think it's almost the opposite in a sort of strange paradox. While, you know, it is recognised that divided parties don't win elections, the sort of sense of fatalism and defeatism that is increasingly taking hold of the Tory party means that there is, and I think we're going to see more of this, a breakdown in discipline. And the irony is that is likely to make the sense that they could lose the next election a foregone conclusion. So it's a difficult time for Sunak. He will do all he can to unite his party. But I think that he's got a very difficult time ahead. And there's this sense that with people speaking out and, you know, making attacks, they can spark others to action. You know, ill discipline breeds ill discipline.
And for the Labour Party, the leader, Keir Starmer, doesn't really have to do much here, does he?
No, you can imagine they've been cock-a-hoop this weekend at the events. And I thought it was interesting that while some other opposition parties, the SNP, the Lib Dems, were quick to sort of say good riddance to Boris Johnson on Friday night after his resignation statement emerged, Labour immediately sort of tried to sort of seize on the idea that this is just yet the latest scene in the ongoing Tory soap opera that they say the British public is so sick of. So I think they have capitalised on that sense that the era of turmoil that many in the Conservative Party had hoped had finished with the end of Boris Johnson and Liz Truss's reign is not gone yet.
Lucy Fisher, Whitehall editor with the Financial Times, thank you for talking to us today. After the break, new clear secrets in Donald Trump's bathroom.